Mesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Ches, three lines from the bottom of Daf Zayin and Beis, and the Gemara previously began and started discussing the Pesukim in Parshas Devarim in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes Zayin, and we're now up to discussing Pasuk Yud Zayin, and we'll also discuss Pasuk Yud Ches. Pasuk Tes Zayin stated, V'etzaveh Shavtechem Be'isahi Leimah, Shamoya Ben Achichem, Mishavatim Tzedek Ben Isher Ben Achiv and Be'geroi. The Gemara will now discuss Pasuk Yud Zayin that states, L'esekiu Ponim Ba'mishpat, Ka'kotim Ka'godl Tishman, L'esegurim Pe'ish Ke'am Mishpat L'elekim. Our Gemara begins, Leisekiu upon about Mishpat, Rabbi Yehuda ima Leisekiro, Rabbi Yehuda states that we should read it as if Moshe Rabbeinu was telling us that you shouldn't recognize your friend. If your friend comes to Bezin, you shouldn't favor him. And Rabbi Leza ima Leisekiro, if someone comes to Bezin and he's someone that you hate, so you shouldn't treat him as a stranger and you should be Mechayiv him. The Gemara continues with the story, the host of Rav came in front of Rav for Din Torah, and the host said to Rav, Lavish Paschiniot, weren't you my guest in the past, Amaloi? And Rav responded in that I do remember that I was your guest. Some agarius, Amaloi, my boyest, and Rav asked him, what do you want? And Amaloi, and he responded, Dinaisli, I have a din Torah, and I want you to paskin for me, Amaloi. And Rav responded to his host, and we continue on Daf Chesam and Aleph, Pesilin Lach Ladino, that you paskin me for being your dayan, and I can't paskin for you. As Rashi states, as Katani Tevascha, as you reminded me of the Toiv that you did for me, and as Taisa states, that although he said that he can't paskin, it wasn't necessarily minadin, as really Rav did not receive sheichad, and Lemaisa, this story did not happen at that moment either, therefore would not be considered sheichad, and Rav was really not puzzled to be the dayin, to isolate sin to the peri, ayin sham. The Gemara continues, Omali Rav Rav Kana, so Rav said to Rav Kana, puk dayne, you should go and be the dayin for this din Torah, and Lemaisa, when Rav Kahana was being the dayan, he realized that this person speaking in a manner that he felt that because he knew Rav, therefore he would win the din Torah. And as Rashi says, David goyis be Rav, soy meach ubeitech alav umidab begvoyis amalein. Therefore, Rav Kahana said to this baldin, itzaitza, that if you will listen to my psak, then that will be fine. Viloi, and if you'll try to rely on Rav, mefikten loch Rav meunech, then I will take Rav away from your strength. As Rashi explains, meunech is referring to his koyach and his strength. Aydiyachos shein Rav yoch. As I'll put you in cherim, and other rishonim explain the word meunech from loshem meoznecha, from your ears, ayin sham. Ayin teisus dibel maschol mafik loch rab meunech. The misham tinuloch, I'll put you in cherim. V'had to come by yikata menudel l'talmud, ainu menudel rab. That even though you are put in cherim by a talmud, you're not considered put in cherim for the rebbe. And if so, since the talmud of Rav, Rav Kahana, put this person into cherim, that would not actually affect him, and he would still have rab to support him. However, zok teisus hanimili kishim nado. But certainly, if the Talmud does l'shem shemayim, then it's considered in full chayim, and even to the Rebbe. And the Gemara continues to dash in the pasuk, as the pasuk states, "Kakotik gadol tishmaron." Or Meir Shlokish yechav lecha din shel pruta k'din shel meyamana. That should be beloved to a dayin, a din of a pruta, just like a din of a meyamana. And you should make sure to paskin in the same manner, and make sure to paskin emes lamitai. And the Gemara states, "L'may hilchasa." As what is the nafkamina? What do we mean by this? As ilay meliyune bei umifsekei, as if it means that you're going to be Mayan and paskin properly, Pshita, certainly you can't paskin wrong, and certainly you can't make a difference between a din of pruta or the din of meyamana el lakdume, and it must be telling you that even if you have one person that comes in front of you that wants to judge over a pruta, and then afterwards a person comes to judge over a very large amount of money, then you can't say, since that's a large amount of money, I'll paskin for him first, and then I'll go and paskin for the one that came for a pruta. You have to listen to the din Torah based on the order that they came, and Ayin the Masha, who asked, that L'Cheret is also Pashit Ayin Sham. Gemara continues, Leisagurum Pleish, and some are not gurus. The next line, as we already saw, that the Taichin Leisaguru can mean that you shouldn't hold back your words in front of your Rebbe, as Amrab Chanan Al Tachlis Nerechim and Pleish. And the Pasuk continues, Ka Mishpat Lelekimu, that Mishpat is for Hashem, and Lemaisa it's Mashma, that you're actually judging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amrab Chanan, Amrab Chanina, Amrab HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu states, Leidayin Lerishayim, Shinitlu Mizem Mamim, Venetsa Lezeh Shalekidin, that's not enough for a Rasha that paskins wrong. And he takes money from someone and he gives it to the other party, Shalikadin, El Shematrichna, I see Lachsim Mam and Labadav, but on my side, I have to make things right. Therefore, I have to change the plan of the world in order to make sure that I return the money to the proper party. We saw this on that Bava Mabez where the Gemara stated, V'yu adayonim yoidinus, mi adonin, ulufne mi adonin, mi asali parman, and ayin rashi in arsagyo, ki amishpat lelakimu, ki ilu atadon, um baitsi mamma, miyadakalish baruchu, shrei olav, lachsim mamma labaglov. The pasuk continues, Dovash Yikshi mikem takrivin alayish mativ and our machrina v'itim Rabbi Yoshia al dovizeh nanish Moshe. Rashi explains shenotel sror laatzmoi loyma takrivin alay as Moshe Rabbeinu took his position as if they would have to come to me and make sure to ask me and as if he didn't need Hakadosh Baruch Hu. As Rashi says shehoyloy loyma takrivin l'fnei hashchina and he should have said you'll come in front of the shchina. Because of this, Moshe Rabbeinu received an einish. What was the einish? Shenema as in Pashas Pinchas b'negei the bnei slavchad when they came in front of Moshe and asked the question b'negei hilchos nachrois. So the pasuk states by Yakri Moshe's mishpatim l'fnei Hashem that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know and he had to take the question in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And as Rashi states shli zocha sheteim b'loy Pashas nachrois at sheba meisel lefanov lo yodem al hashiv. The Gemara continues that even though this is the memory of Chanina or Rabbi Yishia, however maskel Rab Nach Bayitzchak asked the following question. How can you say that Moshe Rabbeinu actually was deserving of an einish and he said something wrong? He didn't say that I will let you know and I will cause you to hear as if it's coming from his own words and as if he's going to know the answers. Instead, it says that I will hear and I will go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he asked this question and therefore, igamir and gamirna, if I know the answer, I know the answer. Biloin, if I don't know, azilna v'gamirna, I will go and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu and will learn. Therefore, it can't be that Moshe Rabbeinu received an einish because of this, and therefore that can't be the proper pshat in the pasuk in Pashas Pinchas b'negei b'nei slavcha that stated Yakrev Moshe es mishpatel l'fnei Hashem, and therefore he explains that a pshat in the pasuk is based on the following brisa el kedatanya ruya hoisa Pashas Nachlish shetikasav al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu, that really the Pashas of Nachlish should have been written directly by Moshe Rabbeinu el shezach b'nei slavcha v'nichal al yadon. However, b'nei slavcha had this chos and it was written based on that question, and the brisa continues that similarly ruya hoisa Pashas Mekoshe shetikasav al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu, that really the Pasha of the Mekoshesh Eitzim, who was Mechal Shabbos, and he was going to be Chayiv Skila, should have been written through Moshe Rabbeinu. Elishin is Chayiv Mekoshesh, v'nichtav al yodai. Since the Mekoshesh was Chayiv Misa, therefore they went to Moshe Rabbeinu to ask which Misa he should get, although Moshe Rabbeinu knew that certainly he's Chayiv Misa, but he wasn't sure which of the Dal Misas he should get, and therefore he went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was told that someone that's Mechal Shabbos b'mezid is Chayiv Skila. And the Braisa tells us, Lamedcha, this teaches us, Shemagal Nechayv al yedei Chayiv, that chayiv comes to someone that's chayiv, and his chus will come to someone who is innocent and who's asking a proper question. And of course, the Blin Slavchad had chaviv as Eretz Yisrael, and they wanted to get a portion in Eretz Yisrael, and that was the chus for them. Rashbam Mesechtes Bava Basra, as well as Rudvar and Bava Basra and Daf Kuf Yutes explain the Kamash Blan Tana Shalei Toyim Kihabe Dvar and Lein Especially Yisrael Lefi Shalei Hayim Mishi Yisrael Lehem Kamoish Yisrael Al Pash Blin Slavchad Mekayshes. Possibly, someone may say that really there are other parts of the Torah that we really don't know, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't teach us, and the only reason why we know the Pasha Mekoshish and the Pasha of the Bnei Slavchad because they asked Moshe Rabbeinu Kamash Mulan Shezeh Inoy Sheavzeh Ilay Shalu Olav Hayim Mispashlem, as certainly even if they wouldn't have asked, Moshe Rabbeinu would have explained to Klal Yisrael at some later point in any case. And the Gemara now continues and will contrast the Psukim that we have in Devarim in Perek Aleph Ksiv in Pasuk Tazayin. The Pasuk states Vatzav Shevtechem Be'isahi, that I've commanded directly to your Shevtim regarding the Shevtim Ksiv, and then in Pasuk Yud Ches, the Pasuk states that Tzav Eschem Be'isahi, that I commanded you and I commanded Klal Yisrael at that time. And Mefarshim explained that just like when Moshe commanded the judges, it was a command directly to the judges and not to Klal Yisrael. When the Pasuk states that Moshe Rabbeinu commanded Klal Yisrael, it's mashman he was telling them something that was only relevant to them and not relevant to the Shoftim. Therefore, Amar Belazar, Amar B'Simloi, Azara L'Tziba Shtei Emes Dayin Leim, there was Azara to the Tziba, which was directed specifically to the Tziba, that they should have fear of the judges. Azor l'dayin, she used blessed tziba, and it was an azor that was directed at dayonim that they should make sure to be civil and to be patient with the tziba. And the Gemara asks, ad kama, how much patience does the dayin have to have? And Amar b'chanav itim rav shabtoi, hashi yisa ha'imein esayonik, that just like a wet nurse takes care of the child, that you have to make sure to be completely patient with the child, and the same would apply to a dayin. This phrase is borrowed from a pasuk in Pashas Baleischa. The Gemara now continues and contrasts two other psukim, and these psukim are found in Pashas Vayelech, as Ksiv, as it says in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, Vayikur Moshe Yeshua, Vayomer Lov, Leinei Kol Yisrael, Chazak Vamatz, Ki Ata Tavis Amazel, Oriz Hashinish Bashem Lavisam, Losik Slam, Vata Tanchalen Oisam. And then in Pasuk of Gimel, the Pasuk states, Vayitzavis Yeshua Benun, Vayomer, Chazak Vamatz, Ki Ata Tavis Bnei Yisrael, Oriz Hashinish Batalem, Vanichi Ayimach. Rashi explains, when the Pasuk says, Ki Ata Tavisam, Mashmo Gam Ato Ka'achar Nahem, that you're going to be like the rest of the nation, you'll be going together with the Am. And then when the Pasuk says, Ki Ata Tavi, Mashma Lashon Sroro Noyegaleim, that you should make sure to be a leader, you will bring them into Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan states, Amar Le Meshul Yeshua, Yeshua, then the first pasuk, Moshe was talking directly to Yeshua, and he said, that you should go together with the Zakenim. However, the second pasuk is Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to Yeshua, and he said to him, that even if you have to take a stick and hit them, and you have to force them to go, that you will be the leader, and you could do so. And Rashi explains, Moshe Amalei Zakenim Shebidoim Mohem, Al Pihim Asa Maisa, Beloit Tishtar Aleim. Rashi points out that it's Meduyik this way, that who crowed the Chiat Tavoy Moshe Amrei, that we know that Moshe said this pasuk, Kedich Sebei Ela Earth, that in Shinish Bashem, to the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, or the Mikro Dichi Atatavi, Ksiv Ela Arz, that Shinishpati Lavisechem, Almo that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai Amru, and we see that that Pasuk was stated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechvedu Ba'atzmai, as the Gemara continues, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, that Abba Echad Lador, Ve'in Shnei Dabar Lador, there's only one leader for every generation, and you can't have multiple leaders for a generation. Our Gemara now continues, Tana, we learned to the Braisa, Zimun B'Shleisha, Zimun has to be done with three, and the Gemara asks, my Zimun, what are we referring to? Elaim Becha Zimun, if you're going to say this is talking about Becha Zimun and it's talking about leading the Tziba with Becha Samazin, Vatanya Zimun Becha Zimun Bishleisha, we have a Braisa that mentions both, and it states Zimun as well as Becha Zimun is Bishleisha, and it's Mashman that Zimun is not Becha Zimun, and the Gemara states Bechitim Pushka Mefarish, and if you will say that this Braisa is just explaining my Zimun Becha Zimun, and it really referring to one thing, and in the Chanami Zimun refers to Becha Zimun and has to be done with three, Vatanya, but we learned to the Braisa Zimun Bishleisha Becha Zimun Bishleisha, since the Braisa breaks this into two separate cases, and it says Zimun Bishleisha, and then it says another clause, Becha Zimun Bishleisha, therefore we see Zimun is not referring to Becha Zimun, therefore the Gemara explains, Elamai Zimun, as Minu Ledin, Zimun refers to summoning a person to a Din Torah, and Kehadam Rava, and this Din is similar to the Din of Rava, as Rava taught us, Hani Beit Tlasa, Dainai Diyasvi, that the three Dayan that are sitting, Ba'azal Shlicha de Bein Din of Va'amah, Mepumah Dechad, and the Shliach of Bezin goes to call someone to a Din Torah, and he only says it in the name of one of the Dayanim, Loyam Aklum, then a person won't take it seriously, and therefore, even if the person doesn't come to Bezdin, they can't put the person in Chayim, Ad Amim Mishpei Dekulon, until you say that all three Dayanim called him to Bezdin. That's what the Braisa meant when it said, Zimun Bishleisha, that means that when you're calling someone to Bezdin, you have to make sure that you say it over in the name of three Dayanim, and otherwise it's not considered a valid Hazmana. However, the Gemara states, Vahani Mili B'Leyay Medina, this din only applies when it's not the standard day for Din Torah, Al B'Yom Medina Leslam Ba, however, on Monday and Thursday, when it was standard to have a Bezdin that was sitting and judging, then certainly when someone gets a Hazmana Ledin, even if it doesn't say that's coming from three Dayanim, then they understand that's really coming from all three Dayanim, and therefore it's considered a valid Hazmana. And if they don't listen and they don't come, they could potentially be put in Chayrim. And as Rashi states, Yom Medina, Sheni V'Chamishi, Takanas Ezrahi, as we learned from Masechet Baba Kama, and Ein Rabbeinu Chananel to that state, Shezedav Yiduahu, to be Yom Medina, Tlasi Yasvi. Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah on that Bezim and Aleph. The Mishnah began, Dina Marim B'Shleisha, Gzeles V'Chavaz B'Shleisha, Nezik V'Chatzi Nezik, Tashlum Mekefa V'Tashlum Abba V'Chamisha B'Shleisha. Gemara states, Shalchler of Nachmar of Chistler of Nachmar Yaakov, Yom Dina Rabbeinu, Dina Knossus B'Kama, that you should teach us what is the din as to how many Dayanim you need in order to pass in Dina Knossus. Rashi defined the term Knas, Zeshem Shalim Yosem Yedinoi, referring to anyone that pays more than he should really pay, what nowadays we would call punitive damages. And the Gemara asks, Maikim Rebayle, what is exactly the Shaila of Nachma B'Chista, Ha'anam T'nam B'Shleisha, but we just learned in our Mishnah that Dine Knosses are B'Shleisha, and the Gemara states, El Yochem Uchukum Rebayle, that certainly Rav Nachman Bar B'Chista knew that there's a requirement to have three Dayanim in order to pass in Dine Knosses, as the Mishnah taught us, and certainly Midraisa, they have to be Dayanim Mumchen. However, Rav Nachman Bar B'Chista was asking, at least Midrabbanon, a Yochem Mumcha could pass in Dine Knosses, and as the Gemara asked, Dayan Dine Knosses, Eloi, would he be able to judge Dine Knosses just like he could judge Haidois Falvois Midrabbanon, or would we say that that din does not apply to Knosses, and he would not be able to pass in Knosses? The Gemara continues, so Amalei, so Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov responds to Rav Nachman Bar B'Chista, Tanisu, the Lachir, we learned in the Mishnah, Tashlum Mekeva, Tashlum Abav Chamisha B'Shleisha, he asked, my Shlosha, that what does the Mishnah mean when it says that you need three Dayanim, Ilei Mishleisha Adyaites, if the Mishnah means that there's a requirement for Shleisha Adyaites, Ha'am Avua Davuch, Mishmei Durav, but your father's father said over the name of Rav, Afil Asar, Vahini Adyaites, Psulun, Dine Knosses, even if they are 10 Dayanim, and all of them are Adyaites, they're puzzle for Dine Knosses, therefore certainly the Mishnah can't mean that three Dayanim Adyaites could pass in Dine Knosses, El Mumchen, Vikam Shleisha, and it must be that the Mishnah is talking about Dayanim Mumchen, and even so, there's a requirement to have three Dayanim Mumchen in order to pass in Dine Knosses, and we have a raya that is a requirement for three Mumchen in order to pass in Dine Knosses. The Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, Ha'oinis Bamafata, Vamitzi Shema, Shlesha, Divra Meya, in order to be Mechay of someone that's Ma'anis a woman, or Mefata a woman, 50 shekel, the Dinam Baita Shemra, he needs 3 day on him. These are the words of Rameya, the Chum Oimim, and the Chum stated, Baita Shemra, Be'esim Shlesha, Mepreshi Esh Baitin and Fashais. Before we continue, let's point out that there's a major machlekes between Rashi and Taisis, how to learn our Sugya. There's a major difference as to how to learn our entire Sugya from this point until Daf Tes, depending if you learn like Rashi or if you learn like Taisis, that is brought in Diba Maskal Maitzi Shemra on our Armid, as well as in Taisis on Daf Chesam Abayz. So we will learn our entire Sugya like Rashi. We will mention some of Taisis' questions on Rashi once we get to the end of our Sugya. Before we begin our Sugya, let's point out that certainly the standard din of Maitzi Shemra that we find in the Torah is when a husband comes to the Bezdin and he brings two Eidim and he says, I just got married and your daughter was not a Besula. And these are the Eidim that actually say that they saw that she was Mizana and therefore she's Chayi Bisa. Then find out that these Eidim were actually testifying falsely, then the husband would be Chayi to pay 100 shekel and Veloisi Elisha, and he has to stay married to this woman, he can't divorce her, and he's also going to be Chayi Malkus. Maisu Rashi and Ar Amid explains that Maitzi Shemra of our Mishnah is talking about a bit of a different case, as a Maitzi Shemra, Rashi states, is talking about a case where Reuven married Rachel, and then he comes to Bezin and he says that he didn't find that your daughter was a Psula. Although Reuven doesn't have Edim, that she actually was Mizana, Ubolav Sida Ksubasa of Leila Haga, but he now comes and he says, I want to divorce her, and I don't want to pay the Ksuba at all. As Rashi says, she ain't a Meva Edim, she's in Satakhtov, the Anafashis Kasi, Leila Ramea Bishlesha. Certainly, if he brought Edim to Bezin and he's trying to be Mechayev Hamisa, then certainly even Ramea would agree that there's a requirement for a Bezin of Chav Gimel. However, Zok Rashi, that Chum stated that there's a requirement for 23 Deonim, Mepreshiesh Baidin Nefashis, and as Rashi says, Kosaka Daitach, that right now the Gemara's Havmin is the Hachi Kamri, Mishum the Ikka Meitzu Shemra, the Shayach Baidin Nefashis, since there is a standard case of Meitzu Shemra where Shayach Din Nefashis, Uchagan Shemei Ve'edim, in that scenario there would be a requirement to have 23 Deonim, therefore, even though the husband did not bring Edim, there's still a requirement to have a Bezin of Chav Gimel, and of a Gemara Pachinon, and as we'll see in a moment, the Gemara will ask, Vechiesh Baidin Nefashis, my Havi, that even though there are cases where there are din nefashes, but hashdo mi olav din nefashes who deleka edim. But in our scenario, there won't be any case of din nefashes, and therefore certainly Rameya should be correct that there's only requirement for 3 day on him. And why would the Chum state that there's a requirement for 23 day on him? Although these Rashi's are brought on our Amid, however, it's muchach that these Rashi's should have been stated in our Mishnah, as we just mentioned from Rashi. Our Gemara begins and is v'chiyesh by din nefashes my habe. Why would the Chum hold that there's a requirement for 23 day on him if l'maisa at this point this dintura has no connection to din nefashes, and all the husband is trying to do is make her lose a ksuba, and therefore certainly Rameya should be correct that there's only a requirement for 3 day on him, and the Gemara will now bring 8 different terutzim. The Maisa, this Gemara is very interesting, and as we will see, that only the first 2 terutzim will actually connect the machlekes between Rameya and Chachamim, the basic dinim of Meitzi Shemra. However, according to the last 6 terutzim, which we will see on Daf Chesam Beis and on Daf Tes, really is no connection between the machlekes between Rameya and Chachamim to the dinim Meitzi Shemra, as we will see. And also keep in mind that it is a bit interesting why the Gemara will bring 8 terutzim, especially since many of the terutzim are very far-fetched cases. Why would the Gemara want to explain the machlekes between Rameya and Chachamim in this manner? And l'chari, it's possible that the Gemara wanted to find different ways to explain this machlekes, as if we would paskin our machlekes like Rameya, then l'chari, that would have a big nafkamina b'negei to other machlekesim that the Gemara brings as to who paskin like, and similarly, if we paskin like Chachamim, it have a nafkamina and potentially would affect the psak in other scenarios. The Gemara begins with his first teretz. Ula and Ula explains that in the Chinami, Amish is talking about a case where a husband came to Bezdin and he did not have Edim, and he just stated that my wife was not a Besula, and therefore he wants to divorce her, and he doesn't want to pay a Ksuba. And even so, the B'choshel Laskam if the Machlik is between Rameya and Chachamim is if we're Choshel Laz, as Rameya Sava in Choshel Laz, Rabban Savri Choshel Laz. Rameya holds that we look at this din as a standard din Torah regarding Mamonis, and therefore it is only a requirement to have 3 day on him. We are not going to be Choshesh that potentially, since the husband came to Bezdin, then that will create a call that he's claiming that she was Bezana and she was Be'ula, and maybe Edom will come forward and they'll actually testify that she was Bezana Tachtov and that she's Chayim Misa. Of the Rabbanon hold that we have to be Choshesh that potentially, since the husband came forward, that maybe Edom will come and now testify that she's Chayim Misa. Therefore, even though at this moment the entire is only relevant to Mamonis, but it can't turn in to Dinei Nefashos, therefore the Rabbanon hold they should begin the entire with 23 day on him as well. And the Mefarshim asked that L'chira, even though at some point it may turn into Dina Nefashis, but why should that change that at this moment you have to start with 23? And some explain, because we're Choshesh that potentially, since they started with 3, so even when it turns into Dina Nefashas, they may forget and they may paskin even with three Dianim. Others explain that we have to be choshish that potentially they'll make a psak b'negei the din of Ksuba, and they'll say that she's not chayiv Ksuba. We'll find that she is a Ba'ula. Then the Maisa, even though they'll actually judge the Dina Nefashas with 23 Dianim, but since they already heard that she was already a Ba'ula and she already lost the Ksuba, they will no longer be able to be a neutral party and they may find her guilty even though she's really innocent. Gemara continues with the second way to understand our Mishnah. As Rabbi Amar, Rabbi explains, Kuli Amal Laz Leicheshinon, that certainly even Rabbanon agreed to Rameya, if originally it was only Dina Mamanis and the husband came without Edim and he said that my wife was a Ba'ula, then certainly we would only need three Dianim. Even the Chacham would agree to Rameya in this scenario and we're not going to be Cheshish Lelaz. However, the Chacham B'Cheshish L'Chredin Shoshenim Kamifli, the Machlek is between Rameya and Chachamim, is a Cheshish for the covered of the original Dianim. The Gemara explains, V'Chacham Mayaskinon, and the case of our Mishnah is, could go into Ichtav Be'esrin B'Tlasel, the maiden Dina Nefashis V'Yibada, that originally the husband came to Bezin and he said, I do have Edim that she was actually Mizana, therefore this judgment was relevant to Dina Nefashis. They convened a Bezin of Chof Gimel. Then the husband said that I couldn't find Edim, she was Mizana after she was in Arusa, therefore the 23 Dianim all dispersed, but Amalhu, and then Reuven said to Dianim, Dain Limia Dina Mamnis, that at least you should judge for me, Dina Mamnis, as the Maisa have a claim that she was a Ba'ula, therefore she should lose a Ksuba. And Rameya says that you could judge that judgment with three Dianim, as the Maisa, even though you originally had 23, now that you're going to a Din Torah regarding Mamnis, there's only a requirement to have three Dianim. However, Chacham said, since you originally started with 23 Dianim, therefore you have to reconvene all 23 Dianim in order to pass this question for the husband, even though it's only relevant to Dina Mamnis at this point. The last Rashi and Amid, Rashi says, V'omar, Hoyel V'ein Le'edim, Donal Limias, B'Shloish Dina Mamnis, Lafsidik Subasai, De Atzmai, De Kaim Elon, and as we learned in Masech Ksubas, Chacham Tiklam Le'Bleis Yisrael, Le'Besulam Masayim La'amana Mana, V'Heim Ha'menu, Lafsid Al-Piv. They also believe the husband to say that she's Ba'ula, cause her to lose her entire Ksuba, based on what he stated, as Chazaka Inam Terech B'Suda Mafsida, as the Chazaka that a person wouldn't go and pay for a large Suda, and then a moment later come to Bezin and say that she was a Ba'ula, and she's not entitled to Ksuba. Rashi states, Ramei Yisrael B'Shleisha, De'in Cheshel L'Chvei Rishonim, V'Don Afil B'Shleisha, Rabbanan Savri, Cheshel L'Chvei Rishonim, U'Bayakulu. We continue on Daf Chesam Beis. The Gemara asks Meisbei that we will ask a question from a Braisa, and this question will be on the way that Ula explained our Mishnah and explained the machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim, as the Braisa states, V'Chom Imrim, Tavu Mam B'Shleisha, the Chom state that if the husband is being Tavei Mamin, then you need three Dianim, Tavu Nefashis, B'Esm B'Shleisha, and if he's Tavei, Dinan Nefashis, and he says that his wife is Chai Misa, then there would be a requirement for 23 Dianim. And the Gemara now continues and explains its question as Bishleim L'Rabba, as Bishleim according to the second Teretz of the Gemara, and the way to understand the machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim, which was brought by Rabba, so we can understand the Braisa, at the Chom hold Tavu Mam Tchila B'Shleisha, that if the husband originally came from Mamin and didn't bring any Edim, then we're not Chayshish L'Laz, therefore even the Chachamim agreed to Ramei that there's only requirement to have three Dianim. However, Tavu Nefashis Tchila, Afilu Mamin B'Esm B'Shleisha, and the Chom hold, if Reuven originally came to Bezin, claimed that he had Edim, that his wife was Mizana, and therefore he was coming for Dina Nefashis, then even if afterwards it turns out he doesn't have Edim, and he now wants to don her with Dina Mamanis, and in order to make a lose the Ksuba, then although Lufir Meir, there's only requirement for three Dianim, and we're not Cheshel Kveder Rishonim. However, according to Chachamim, there's a requirement for 23 Dianim, as we explained, that we're Cheshel Kveder Rishonim. However, the Gemara is Al Ula Kasha, but according to Ula, that explained that Lufir Chachamim, in all cases, there's a requirement for 23 Dianim, as even if the husband originally came and said, I don't have Edim, that she was Mizana, all the husband was coming to do is to make a lose Ksuba. Even so, the Chacham held that we're Cheshel Laz, and therefore there's a requirement for 23 Dianim, and therefore, how can you explain this price that stated the Chom Imrim Tavu Mam B'Shleisha, as L'Chayr L'Fi D'Chamim, there'll never be a case where it would suffice to have three Dianim in a case of Maitzi Shemra. The Gemara continues and will explain the price according to Ula, as Amar Rava Aniva Arisha B'Chabura Tagimna Umani Rav Chiya Bar Avin, that I and the Lion of Chabura, we explain this price according to Ula, who is the Arisha B'Chabura. This refers to Rav Chiya Bar Avin, the Chachamai Eskinon, Shehevi Abal Edim Shezinsa. The price is talking about a scenario where the husband actually brought Edim that she was Mizana, behavior Ave Edim Vezimum Le Ede Abal, and then the father found Edim that were Mazim Le Ede Abal, and they said that it's impossible that you were made that my daughter was Mizana on this day, as he Manu Yisim B'Makam Plaini. Therefore, certainly as we know, we believe the second cut of Edim, and we don't believe the first pair of Edim. Therefore, certainly at this point, Rachel is not going to be Chayim Misa. Lemaisa, as Rashi points out, at this point, since the husband stated that he has Edim, and he actually brought Edim that she was Mizana, then they were Huzam, so then we're not going to be Choshish Lulaz, and we're not not going to be choshish that there will be other edim that will come out of the woodwork and will claim that she was mizana. As Rashi says, v'zimum desu lek lemeches shalaz yigali milsa da hani sadi samach the hani sadi shakrininu, and we see that these edim were actually lying. Afilu afsidik subasa lemhemni, and at this point the husband will no longer have the manas to say that she was beula, and therefore she should not receive a ksuba. The hashto basu sadi shakri kamahada v'shkuri meshaker, and therefore we see that he's a liar, and therefore we won't believe him. Certainly at this point the standard din of Meitzah Shemra applies. At this point Reuven is actually going to be chayiv to pay 100 shekel to the father v'loisil isha, and lemaisa he'd be chayiv malchus as well. And specifically in this case that the Brisa tells us balug v'smami v'val b'shleisha, that Chum agree if the father now comes to Bezdin, he's tevei mamin from the husband, and he says that the husband owes me 100 shekel, then that din Torah is a brand new din Torah and has no connection to din nefashis. Therefore certainly all that is required is to have 3 dianim, as Rashi says that has manachriti, as this is a completely different din Torah. V'afilu kavid rishonim lek lemei mahacha the din achrinu the mikor bal habitaveya the hashta avka tava. Rav now continues that when the Brisa stated that tava nefashis best mishleisha, so Rav explains over makom nefashis best mishleisha, as Rashi explains claim of chol hecha the ikal lemeches nefashis. However, Rabban hold that in any case where there is a chash that there will be din nefashis could go in betchilas adin. For example, in the original case that we spoke about, according to Ula, afilu in lo edim yesh lach Hashem yishmu v'yovo edim, then we have to be chayshul laz, and therefore as mishleisha bayi, so the chacham hold that there's a requirement to have 23 dianim, as we originally explained. The Gemara continued with a third explanation as to the machlekes between Ramei and the chacham and our Mishnah. As Abayi explains, the kule alma chayshin laz, as certainly even Ramei agrees that we would be chayshin laz, therefore even Ramei would agree if a husband would come into Bezin and would claim that lo mitzas lebitcho besulim, even though he doesn't have edim, we have to be chayshish that it will be called that will go out. It says that the husband claimed that this woman was not a besula, and then edim may come and will testify that she actually was a benzana tachtov, and therefore she's chay misa, and therefore there is a requirement for 23 dianim, umishim kredim shurushainim, and we're also going to be chayshish for kredim shurushainim. Ramei would also agree to the chachamim that in the case where the husband came to Bezin and he claimed that I have edim, she was benzana after she was already on a rusa, and therefore she's chay misa, and then he says that I couldn't find his edim, but lemaisa he wants to now don her on dina mamnis, and he wants to say that she's a ba'ula, and therefore he's not chayiv to pay her ksuba, then there is a requirement to have 23 dianim, as we have to be chayshul and kvayi shor rishonim. Well, Abaye continues that the machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim nothing to do with the din of Meitzah Shemra. Instead, the machlekes is relevant to the din of Hasra, as Hachamai Yiskin and Kagoyin the Isra Stam, that we're talking about a case, these edim that came to Bezin and said that we saw that she was a mizana while she was in Arusa, he said they only gave her Hasra, that she's chayiv misa. They didn't tell her that since she's in Ayim Rasa, so she would be chayiv skila. As Abaye continues, Bahai Tanu, and it's going based on the following Tano. Tanyan, as we learned to the Brisa, and originally the Brisa is talking about a Mesis and telling us that the din of a Mesis is much more strict than other dinim. Brisa tells us, as opposed to a Mesis, Shak kol chayiv misa shabataya, regarding all other situations where someone's chayiv misa midiraisa, ema misa naisam, then we wouldn't put them to death, ela be'eda, unless he had 23 dianim, edim and full fledged edim, vasra, and you need a full fledged asra, va'ad sheyidiyu shu chayiv misa bezdin, lefidat tanakama, it would suffice if you tell the person that if you do this, you'd be chayiv misa bezdin, and you don't have to specify which misa. Of course, the Rabbanon in our Mishnah would agree to this shita, as they would hold that even though the edim did not actually give asra to the woman, that she'd be chayiv skila, it's still considered a valid asra, as they told her that if she will be mizana, she will be chayiv misa bezdin. Therefore, it's a regular case of dinan fashas. There's a requirement to have 23 dianim. However, Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Rabbi Yehuda stated, that the only way that Hasra is valid is only if the Edom actually tell the person that you should know that if you do this, you'll be chayiv a specific Misa. The Maisra, Meir, and our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yehuda, since the Edom did not give her a proper Hasra and did not tell her that she'll be chayiv skila, therefore it will not be case of Misa Bezdin and it will not be case of Dina Nefashis, and therefore there's no requirement to have 23 Dianim, and there's only requirement to have 3 Dianim, as is the standard case of Dina Mamnis. Let's see Rashi do a Maskra by Omar, Ibish Loy Hebe Edim, the Kule Alma Cheshon Laz, will be in an Esther Mishleisha, Dil Mashami Sadi Vaso, as maybe the Edim will come and they will testify that she was Mizano, and will be in an Esther Mishleisha Beresha, Afilu Mammon Esther Mishleisha, the Cheshon Lachvein Shurishainim, as we previously explained, the Hachaba plucked the Mastisin, Kagoin Shehevi Edim, but Kulis has Manasaladin, the Su Lekla Mechish, the Sadi Achrini, the Hani Ami, Baapit Lassa, the History of Misa Stam, Vlaiskir Laskila, Kadinai Rasa, so Ramea Sava, Su Lekha Hachadin Nafashes, over Hani Shleisha Sagal, made the Dinamam Sixuba, the Chinami Yuzmu, Yishalamea Kesev, even if we prove that these Edim were or her Edom Zemim, they would only pay Meir Kesef. They never testified regarding the Fashas, as Lemaisa didn't do a prop Asra, and Lemaisa they never had a Bezdin of 23 that was formed. However, Rabbanan Savri, Kivin de Esu Be Misa, Dina Fashas Ika Umikdala, Haitanu, as we explained, Rashi continues and points out that according to Abaye's Teretz, as well as the next five Tirutz in the Gemara, we will also have to go back and explain the Braisa that we mentioned previously, where we stated Chacham Tavim Mam Bishleisha, Tavim Nefashis Best Bishleisha, in the same way that Rabbi Chiya Ba'oven explained that Braisa according to Ula. And let's point out that although we stated that this Braisa is telling us that all these dinim are opposed to the din of a Mesis, Ayin Rashi do Masal Vishak Chachavi Mesis, that Gabi Mesis Kai, this Braisa originally was discussing the dinim of a Mesis, and the Rachmana Omad Lysachma Vlesachasa, Vener Bili Asra, Aideach Manas Edim, Ayin Shom, Ayin Tesis in Yubam Asal Be'eda Ve'edim Basra, that he explains this a bit further. Certainly the din of Eda and Edim and Hasra does apply to a Mesis. We only loosen the requirements B'negei a Mesis, and as Tesis points out, U Mesis Nami Tzarech Eda, El Meshum Dechsiv Etzilo Eda, U Mesis Eim Hapach Mechutz Chusay, Shein Toyn Le Mesis, Avon Inin Esu Vishleisha, Dashin and Mehakra, De Ein Tzvar Lechalik Be Mesil Shachai Be Mesis, Ve Eda Vasra Nami Tzarech Be Mesis, El Meshum Shemach Minu Le Edim, Ve Gamei Masrum Bay Beferish, El Eim Le Hech Naniach Vino Shebashamayim, Navar Eitzim Vavonim, Kedithan Perek Dalai Mesis, and as we explain that the requirements are loosened regarding a Mesis, Gemara now continues and brings a fourth explanation as to the machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim and Mishnah. Rabbi Papa explains that certainly, as Abaye stated, that everyone agrees Chayshin Laz and Mishum Kvayd Mishum Rishayim. However, Hacha Beisha Chavira Skinan, we're talking about a case where this woman was married to a chaver and to a Talmud Chacham. The Kamifli beplukted Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon, and the machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim is based on the machlekes between Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. The Tanin, as we learned to the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda holds Chava in Tzara Chasra, that there's no requirement to give Asra to a Chava, as the only point to giving Asra to make sure that we could differentiate between someone that's doing an Issa B'Shegeg or doing an Issa B'Mezid, and since the Chava knows that this is Asa, so certainly if he does something, it must be that he's doing so B'Mezid, and the same din would apply to his wife. Rabbanan and Mishnah agree with the Shita Rabbi Yehuda that there's no requirement to give Asra to an Eishes Chava. In the case of our Mishnah is, where Reuven came to a Bezdin of three Dionim, and he brought Edim who testified that we actually saw that she was Mizana while she was in Arusa, but Lemaisa, they also testify that we never gave her Asra at all. However, since the Chacham agreed to Rabbi Yisrael Rebuda that our Eishes Chava doesn't need Asra, therefore she's still Chayim Misa, and therefore it's still considered Dina Fashas, and that's why there's a requirement to have 23 Dionim. However, a mayor holds that the whole Din Torah is only about Mamnis, as Lemaisa she would not be Chayim Misa since she didn't have a prop Asra. The mayor doesn't agree to Rabbi Yisrael Rebuda, and he holds that there's a requirement to give Asra to an Eishes Chava, and therefore she would not be Chayim Misa, and it's not considered Dina Nefashis. Therefore, this Din Torah is only relevant to Dina Mamanis, and is only a requirement to have three Dionim. The Gemara continues, Rav Ashi will bring a fifth explanation as to how to understand the machlekes between Rami and the Chachamim in our Mishnah, and once again, he holds like a Abaye that we're Chayshin Laz, and we're also Chayish Mishum Kved and Shul Rishayim. Rav Ashi explains the machlekes between Rami and Chachamim is in the following scenario, and we continue on Daf Tesam and Aleph, Kagoyin the Isru Bey Malkus, Vle Isru Bey Ktala, that we're talking about a scenario where once again Reuven came in front of a bezin of three dionim, and he actually brought Edim. They actually testified that we saw that she was Mizana, though we gave her Asra, but we only gave her Asra that if she goes and is Mizana, she'll be Chayiv Malkus, as any time that someone is Chayiv Misa, then also Chayiv Malkus, as Lemaisid is allowed in the Torah that states that she can't be Mizana as an Arusa, and as the standard din of Naim Rasa. Rashi the Tapadam points out, the Vadid Loi Mikla Eloika, as certainly in this case, there's certainly not going to be a Chayiv Misa, as they didn't give a prop Asra. Edim did not warn her that she'll be Chayiv Misa, and they only said that she's going to be Chayiv Malkus, and therefore she'll be Chayiv Malkus. They ain't Lechamisa Bezin, she'll never be Lav, because Savo and both Rameya and Chacham agree that Lav Shinitin Lazarus Misa's Bezin, like in love, Keisuba Malkus, like Tola, in a case where the Edim gave Asra for Malkus and not for Misa. Lechayra, if Rachel will only be Chayiv Malkus, so Lechayra, what is the Machlekes between Rameya and Chachamim? As certainly everyone should agree that since she's going to get Malkus, so there's only requirement to have three Dionim, and why would it be a requirement for 23 Dionim? And the Gemara explains, V'kamifkli b'plukted Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbanan, and the Machlekes between Rameya and Chachamim is the exact same Machlekes that we have in the Mishnah regarding someone that's going to be Chayiv Malkus, which was a Machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and v'Rabbanan. The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Malkus b'Shleisha, Tanakama held that in order to judge someone if they're going to be Chayiv Malkus, then there's only requirement to have three Dionim, and Rameya would agree to the Tanakama, and therefore, in our case of Shmuel Mishnah, Rabbi Meir stated Meitzi Shemer is b'shloisha. However, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru, in the Mishnah we continued that Rabbi Shmuel held that Be'asim v'shloisha, and in order to judge Dini Malkus, there's a requirement to have a Bezin of Chof Gimel. The Gemara will explain the reasoning for Rabbi Shmuel Shita on Daf Yodam and Aleph, and we'll see that the Gemara will bring down the Shita of Abaya as well as the Shita of Rava. The Meisid of Rabbi Bonan Val Mishnah agreed to the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. Therefore, even though when Reuven came to Bezin, he only came with Edim that gave an Asura to Rachel that she's going to be Chayim Malkus, but the Meisid, even for Malkus, we still require a Bezin Chof Gimel. That's why the Chacham argued with Rabbi and our Mishnah, and they stated Meitzi Shemra Be'asim V'Shleisha Me'pnei She'esh B'Yidin V'Fashis, and the Chayro, according to his Pshat, mean to say that since when you give someone Malkus, they could die, therefore there's a requirement for 23 Dianim. But certainly, according to the Pshat, not only is it Shver as to what this has to do with Meitzi Shemra, but it's also Shver as to why the Mishnah would actually bring this Machlikus in two different cases, as we first bring it between Ramei and Chachamim, as Ramei says that when you receive Malkus, there's a requirement for 3 Dianim, and the Chachamim say there's a requirement for 23, and immediately after we say Malkus B'Shleisha, and Mishum B'Shmol Amru B'Asim B'Shleisha, B'Tzarek B'Yar, and we will stop over here.